Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, I want to engage in a New Year's mental exercise and extrapolate where we're going to be, not as a country, but as a culture in 20 years. And in that span, patriot conservatives may win a midterm election or two, and perhaps even a presidential election. But the culture will continue its 70-year trend unless something changes drastically, unless something wakes up within us. And why will this happen? Well, because presidents and senators don't really determine what's taught to your kids and what messaging is being spewed forth by the fake stream media, what poisonous social engineering projects corporate and foundation boards are wasting their and our money on, what morality is currently being wafted from pulpits. So I got 10 predictions for you for 2040, and I would imagine it may be worse if China and Russia fully realize just how broken we are and militarily call our bluff at some point. Their probable involvement in what is described will likely stay their hand, since they'd be fools to interfere with a foe who is so intent on self-destruction. Number one. Things continue the way they are. We might expect to see the states of Texas and or Florida go blue in 2026. This is what the undeclared open borders policy was all about. And it's working. Although certain members of, you know, certain Hispanics are out there and they don't like some of the stuff going on. And if either or both of these states fell permanently, by the way, into the Democrat camp, it would be over governmentally for the United States. Then we have a one-party government, as far as anybody could see, and the conservative camp was just kept around as a window decoration of democracy. But they really served no legislative function. In terms of laws, these were now crafted by closed-door discussions between centrist leftists and radical leftists. In 2027, we will begin to be very cold in the winter and very, very hot in the summer. In fact, heat is now being used as a weapon against the conservative South. Think brownouts, lots of them, targeted ones. The Beijing-directed climate farce went smoothly into the ninth inning as U.S. energy production and, by extension, its industrial base was further castrated to the point where the power grid ground to a dystopian halt as the myth of wind and solar bore their sterile harvest. American coal, natural gas, and oil were all directed west across the Pacific. In the winter in the Northwest and Midwest, you could no longer find any kindling on forest floors as citizens scavenged mountainsides to keep their apartments warm the old-fashioned way, until in 2036 wood burning would be banned. Number three, the centrally corrosive doctrine of moral relativism as applied to sexuality bears its ultimate fruit. And then pedophilia is mainstreamed and codified in 2037. Jeffrey Epstein was merely ahead of his time. Number four, anti-abortion laws were not only struck down, but the U.S. one-child policy becomes enshrined in law in 2030, with compulsory abortion when and where needed. Exemptions only granted to ethnic minorities, but it becomes less clear the way things are going right now what actually a minority is in 2031. What were once called Christmas lights banned in 2033 to decrease stress on the power grid and appease the rapidly growing Muslim population in the U.S. Street fighting between Muslim and Hispanic towns and enclaves becomes more frequent. Number two, the great cholera epidemic of 2029 reduced the populations of major U.S. cities by 10% as shipments of antibiotics from Asia and Iran failed to meet the demand and reports of defective drugs were rumored. Number three, media reports of increasing bridge tunnel collapses and major air crashes become heavily censored by 2035 as the Department of Citizen Contentment expands its role. In the third year of the 2034 five-year grain plan, importing grain from Argentina and Russia marked the first ever need for corn, wheat, and soybeans imported to the United States. Food riots become increasingly common. In 2036, the first re-education camps were built, one in southern Louisiana for climate deniers and one in Wyoming for those found guilty of attempted escape to Latin America, as well as religious traditionalists, nationalists, and those arrested for homeschooling. In 2040, the states of Massachusetts, Columbia, New York, and Vermont make a formal petition at UN headquarters in Hong Kong to dissolve the United States into four autonomous regions as a means of segregating its increasingly fractious ethnic populations and reducing the need for UN military involvement in the erstwhile U.S. mainland. Now, this is me reaching. That's me reaching way out there. Way out there. But ask yourself, what would the reactions be of your grandparents coming home to the U.S. in 1945 and finding a sitting senile U.S. president, a possibly stolen presidential election, forced vaccination of Americans, and loss of employment equals force, by the way, a likely worldwide pandemic from a man-made virus, mass education of American youth in a culture of American historical criminality, empty churches, the joyous embrace of transgenderism or else? Just ask how a U.S. Army, Navy, Marine, or Air Force veteran returning home from Europe or the Far East would have responded. And just imagine that, you know, we'll be the last ones to be able to reach back to that thought, to have any conscious memory of people that did that, to have known that generation that fought that war, that came back. We'll be the last. And so the question becomes this. America has got to stop being so fickle. If you don't, listen, last time with Trump, Trump was fighting the Republicans. If the Republicans had done what they needed to do, Trump would be president today. He would be president today. They did not. And so even though Trump accomplished a whole lot of stuff for a totally inexperienced political player, he got nothing done compared to what he could have done. We should have it all right now. Everything should be in our court. And yet we don't. And the next time, unless we take this and get out there, we can't do any of this gradual slow roll anymore, because you can tell by what, you know, looking at 2026, looking at Florida and Texas, this is something they got in the game. I don't know how that's going to work now, because they may have prematurely pulled their mask off, and it just really depends on how long your memory is. Are you going to remember that 13, 14 months ago your gas was less than a dollar, you know, less than $2 a gallon? And now we're looking at higher gas and higher energy prices and shortages and supply chain issues, and we're laughing stocks. Are you going to remember that? Because you got to vote accordingly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible with a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation. Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. What is the cost of crime? The real cost of crime. And that's a big question, I know. But we just finished out one of the worst years for crime in American history in terms of unexpected and painful growth of various types of crime. It is worth considering the human cost of this epidemic. We can quote statistics until the cows come home, but eyes glaze over and then the impact is lost. Numbers and percentages are just figures on spreadsheets and graphs. They are impersonal and unrelatable. So in this dawn of a new year, I'm going to share a personal experience with crime. Not mine. Okay. This is from somebody who works in the supply chain. His job is arranging transportation and trade compliance for imports, exports, and domestic shipments in the private sector. So he's always worked for companies who need goods moved, either across the country or across international borders. And in this particular case we're talking about now, he needed to move a shipment of components for assembly in a Wisconsin manufacturing plant, to be specific, from a warehouse in California to a factory in Wisconsin. The goods became available the day after Christmas Eve, so they had to move the shipment over Christmas weekend. So he looked around, and his truck broker found a driver to pick up the cargo on Christmas Eve with the intention of delivering to the Wisconsin factory midweek between Christmas and New Year's. Such a job like that's voluntary. Truck brokers post the gig on an internet board and find a trucking company or independent driver who wants to bid on the move. And it's presumed that from this that it was either a driver who doesn't want to celebrate Christmas with his family, or who has no family, or most likely who celebrates whenever he gets back to town, however his schedule works out. So, he crossed over the mountains and was parked at a truck stop for lunch in New Mexico on Christmas Day. When he returned to his truck, he found that someone had stolen a wheel off of his rig, rendering it undrivable. Robbery committed on Christmas Day. So he called for service, but it was Christmas, so he was stuck in town for 2 days. On Monday, when a mechanic was able to check it out, he found that the thief had damaged the axle in his haste. So more new parts than just a wheel and a tire would be required. These were ordered and arrived on Thursday, the day before New Year's Eve. So finally, the rig was rendered drivable late in the day on Thursday, December 30th. So the driver could spend New Year's weekend crossing the United States, headed for a delivery in the Milwaukee area on Monday, a full week later than planned. Now, for a little perspective to all of this, he wasn't injured. It wasn't a mugging or a beating or a truck hijacking or a crash. The cargo wasn't damaged or stolen either. A wheel was stolen, just a wheel. But what did this thief really do when he stole that wheel? What did he really intend? The criminal probably thought he was stealing a $500 or $1,000 item from some big conglomerate. And to hear some politicians talk about big business these days, the criminal element probably thinks that when you steal from a business, no individuals are hurt. It's just those fat cat companies who have money to burn after all the Bolshevik rhetoric of the AOC squad and the Biden-Harris regime. But that's not actually reality. In reality, the criminal didn't just steal a $1,000 wheel. For one thing, the trucking company had to put this driver up in a hotel, cover his meals for an additional week in New Mexico. That wasn't built into the quoted price for this load, but it isn't high enough to meet the deductible on the company's insurance. So they were taking a financial loss on this move now at this moment. And more importantly, the criminal stole a week of time, precious time, from this driver. And during the holidays, too, of all times to do it. Don't know the driver, but if we understand how the over-the-road driver's lives work, we know that they value their time with loved ones is particularly important because it's rare. He knew he wouldn't be home for Christmas, so he was counting on being home for New Year's, and he was robbed of that. And his family and friends were robbed of that, too. Or perhaps he wasn't planning on being home for New Year's either. Perhaps he was expecting to have a second cross-country load that week, and it's the opportunity for that second load that was denied to him, which is income. And the transportation industry works on a very narrow margin. The driver himself doesn't make much money after the price of the move pays the lease on the truck, the fuel, the drivers in transit, rumor board, and the companies overhead. So whatever he lost this week, whether it was time with family or additional income or a combination of the two, this was stolen from him by the crook who took advantage of a worker's short lunch break to commit what might have looked like petty theft to a layman or to today's bureaucrat. Now, the cities and counties of America now have dozens of district attorneys, many elected with a lot of funding from Soros, who maintain that theft in this price range isn't worth caring about, isn't worth following up, isn't worth reporting, much less prosecuting. But crime costs more than a simple price tag. The driver will never be as comfortable stopping along the road again. Victims of crime lose a little bit of their innocence, lose a bit of their happiness, and that doesn't get counted into the Marxist mathematics of Ken Fox or George Gascon. The left has always believed in an economic fallacy known as the broken window. The crime or accident of a shattered window creates work for a glazier that he would not otherwise have had, making the end result a societal good. And the right, and in fact all sensible economists, recognize this as a fallacy because of the lost opportunity of the window's owner, who can now not spend his money the way he should have intended, or would have intended. He's denied the ability to take his family to dinner, to buy textbooks for his kids, to pay the heating bill for his house, all because he had to spend that money on a new window. And so, to the left, sees this story as a windfall for a mechanic, but reality acknowledges the loss suffered by the driver. It's just not the price of the wheel. It's about the cost to his personal life. Not only that lost income, but those wasted days, that lost time that you can never make up. There are many reasons why we live in a more dangerous time than before. District attorneys who refuse to prosecute crimes, judges who refuse to properly sentence criminals, federal officials who've rendered our borders porous, mayors who encourage crime through sanctuary city declarations, all of those are things we can fix at the polling place on Election Day. We have got to start doing this. We can no longer just sit back and say next time. We got to say this time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden on Monday met virtually with independent farmers and ranchers to discuss how his administration is tackling rising inflation. The president saying the White House is going to implement new ways to reduce food prices by increasing competition within the meat industry.
Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation. That's what we're seeing in meat and poultry, those industries now. Small, independent farmers and ranchers are being driven out of business, sometimes businesses that have been around for generations.
The White House plans to distribute $1 billion from the coronavirus stimulus package to help independent meat processors grow their business. The Department of Health and Human Services saying 103,000 people in the United States are hospitalized with COVID-19. USA Radio News. It's another day of travel headaches as a winter storm slams the East Coast. FlightAware saying there have been more than 6,000 delays and cancellations so far on Monday. Just over 80% of the flights originating from Reagan National Airport in the Washington, D.C. area have been canceled. AAA spokesman Andrew Gross telling MSNBC, between COVID-19 and winter storms, you need to buy trip insurance.
I think the wild card that we've been warning all along has been COVID. Omicron threw a wrench into everybody's plans. Don't skip that box for flight insurance anymore. Get flight insurance. If it's a big trip, get trip insurance. The days of foregoing trip insurance, those days are over. You need trip insurance now.
Wall Street posting solid gains to kick off the new year of trading. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 247 points to close at 36,585. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. After decades of blaming guns on the street for the violent crime, after electing district attorneys who actually believe that nonsense, the Hollywood leftists are finally getting religion and a dose of reality on gun ownership. And in response to what they're seeing, they're beginning to arm up. And they're noticing this all over the world, coming from the Daily Mail. As Los Angeles crime spirals out of control, even some of the city's wealthiest residents who flock to Beverly Hills' only gun store to buy firearms to protect themselves and their belongings. Beverly Hills Guns first opened by appointment only in July 2020 and has seen upscale residents from Santa Monica to the Hollywood Hills increasingly in a panic, following some high-profile smash-and-grab and violent home invasions in recent weeks. Many are self-proclaimed progressives who have never seen or held a gun before, but have been so spooked by soaring crime in the famously wealthy enclave that they have decided to arm themselves. Now, it seems like the gun control solution these palmy leftists have prescribed for violent crime is drawing a different response. And that's with good reason. Violent crime is surging in L.A. County, and not just in the crummy parts. I've talked about this more than once. Unfortunately, a well-known socialite and philanthropist, Jacqueline Avant, was shot and killed in her own home on December 1st by a career criminal in the terrifying act of cat burgling, and her home had a security guard. in October. A star of the reality television show The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was subject to a similar smash-and-grab incident in her Beverly Hills home. And the criminals departed as millionaires. A Tony Beverly Hills restaurant, Il Pastaio, I think is how you pronounce it, saw a patron robbed of a $500,000 watch in a brazen robbery where a gun was put to his head and another patron was actually shot. Now, according to the New York Times, it's a trend. Investigators have said seven people have been robbed of high-end jewelry and Rolex watches between January 30th and February 15th in West L.A. neighborhoods bordering Beverly Hills, including nearby Wilshire. Meanwhile, just a few days ago, a man taking out his garbage on the still-fancy north side of the hills in Studio City was set upon by thugs who busted into his home for a smash-and-grab ransacking, zip-tying his handicapped son. Thugs with guns are turning up all over the place in Beverly Hills, a small independent city encircled by a gargantuan Los Angeles, where the district attorney, George Gascon, has ended sentencing enhancements for gang members and lobbied for enhanced charges for the use of guns during the commission of crimes. According to David Schellenberger, this coming from a local cop, in 2020, the Beverly Hills Police Department pulled 18 guns off Rodeo Drive. If you go back any year before that, it may have been 0 to 1 or 2. Now, a prominent L.A. police union official is advising tourists to stay out of L.A. because the likelihood of the defunded and depopulated police there protecting them from violent crime is pretty low. So, yes, it makes sense that the Hollywood elites have grown rather quiet about the need for more gun control and instead are arming up. Actress Alyssa Milano, for one, a very loud gun control advocate, declared she had two guns in her home in 2019. But more recently, we see statements like these, as reported by Schellenberger. Like Debbie Mizrahi of Beverly Hills, "I've always been anti-gun, but I'm right now in the process of getting myself shooting lessons because now I understand there may be a need for me to know how to defend myself and my family." Then we get this, a recent BET report from about young black Hollywood actress Megan Good, who gave a heart-to-heart to Charlemagne the God, the influential in the black community radio host, who's all otherwise known for inadvertently exposing Kamala Harris as a hypocrite. A guest on Charlemagne the God's Comedy Central show, The God's Honest Truth, the actress said she would feel more comfortable with a gun in her home after seeing home invasions on the rise in Hollywood. "You know, what's crazy is that for a long time I felt like I didn't, but now with everything that's going on, I would feel more comfortable with a gun." Ms. Good continued her reasoning and noted why she previously believed not having a firearm at home outweighed being strapped. "The reason before my thought was like, if something did happen to me, why would I have time to pull out a gun to defend myself?" And she added she never hopes to shoot a gun in a residence. "I don't want to kill anybody or hurt anybody, but I will defend myself." And that makes a lot of sense. Now, the bottom line is that Gascon, who serves as DA for gigantic L.A., and now subject to recall, has unleashed a crime wave so big into L.A. that it's now spilling over into the Tony-adjacent enclaves like Beverly Hills, Santa Monica, and the Hollywood Hills. And those residents cannot protect themselves on the various crimes being reported, none of which ever happened in the recent past, because they have spun out of control. Robberies and killings and lots of gun crimes by criminals have left them no choice but to arm up, and they're doing it. Because right now, L.A. County is in the middle of a sharp rise for applications for gun permits. Creatures like Gascon and his co-evil in San Francisco, the god-awful Chase of Bodine, as well as various Soros-financed DAs around the country, have been their dirtiest to end the idea of punishment for violent crime, and they're simply letting them all out. And California's governor, so well-supported among these Hollywood elites up until now, has been a notable gun-grabber. He hasn't said a whole lot lately, though. But Bodine in particular talks of taking guns off the streets, and Gascon and Bodine both yap about ghost guns all the time. But the bottom line is that criminals can use any weapon they like, but the fact that they know they'll get let out by these anti-law DA simply serves as an incentive to commit more crime again. And that's the root of the problem. Even the Hollywood elites now know that they're alone out there. Nobody's coming. So maybe a gun would come in handy. And it's ironic to see these gun sales surges and background check surges in these Tony Blue enclaves. Turns out that Gascon and his type are the biggest gun salesmen out there, and some kind of wising up seems to be happening among even the ritziest of the entertainment industry elites. A Latin Americanization of sorts, with the bulletproof glass going up on those sliding glass doors. Nights on the town with no flashy jewelry, no fancy cars to be seen in. The whole specter of conspicuous consumption disappearing among this crowd. And now, inside the waistband, guns are starting to appear. And what they're doing is they have learned and are in the process of learning what was always, it was always the case. They just didn't know it because it never penetrated to their depth. And I guess we'll see later how this works out. What does this do to their mindset? What does this do to their thought process? We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. If there's one thing that we can take away from 2021, is that the Black Lives Matter movement and all the hype men in the media are full of garbage. What exactly did any of them accomplish this past year? Aside from putting two arguably innocent people in prison, the track record is remarkably poor, considering all of the destruction it took to get us here. Like the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, a case that had absolutely nothing to do with race despite the media's claims to the contrary, ended in a full acquittal of the accused 18-year-old, and now he's a folk hero. Major cities are back to refunding their police departments after the ridiculous attempt to appease the BLM idiots, which led to the appalling but woefully predictable surge in violent crime across the country. Jesse Smollett, his claims of assault at the hands of racist Trump supporters are now officially recognized by the law to have been a fraud. Kamala Harris, America's first affirmative action vice president, is a complete national embarrassment. Reparations and racial quotas haven't really gone anywhere either. After as much as $2 billion in property damage plus the endless promotion from the national media, you'd think BLM might have more to show for its rampant multi-year rioting. And to be sure, they did. They got the conviction of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who had the misfortune of being called to confront an unwieldy, sickly, giant drug addict attempting to pay for cigarettes with fake bills. That may have been their greatest accomplishment to date. The intimidation of a jury, petrified that an acquittal of former Officer Chauvin would certainly mean more looting, vandalism, and violence. Chauvin was just one of four cops unlucky enough to have been there that fateful day on 2020. Following multiple law enforcement attempts at getting Floyd to cooperate in his own vehicle, on the sidewalk, and then finally in the squad car, the hysterical Floyd forced himself to the ground, and a mob formed around, and Chauvin and the other officers tried to maintain control of both the 6'4", 223-pound Floyd and the hostile crowd at the same time. There was a lethal level of fentanyl in his bloodstream at the time of his death, according to the medical examiner who performed his autopsy. The examiner also said that had Floyd been found in the exact same state but at home, he would have concluded that he died of a drug overdose. But that wasn't going to fly with the BLM crowd. And they also won the conviction of Kim Potter, another former police officer in Minnesota who was convicted of killing Dante Wright, a man with a rap sheet the length of a CVS receipt. Now, earlier this year, Potter and two other cops engaged Wright in a traffic stop because he was driving with expired traffic license tags. He also had an arrest warrant for failing to show up for previous court dates related to illegal firearm possession and evading arrest. And then there's all this, also this little detail about Wright having been accused of holding up a woman at gunpoint in an attempted robbery. But that's neither here nor there. And like Chauvin, it looks like she will be serving some time behind bars. Another victory for BLM. None of this sounds like a triumph for them, let alone the country, but I guess that's one thing we can take from 2021. Now then, a very important question to ask. As we segue, we've learned over the past 20 months that if a government can cause people to panic, people will readily forego all their freedoms in return for a promise that the government will keep them safe. And one man has decided that the COVID panic is a successful trial run for future tyranny based upon the alleged existential threat of climate change. John Hinderreger at Powerline came across an article from Cambridge University Press entitled Political Legitimacy, Authoritarianism, and Climate Change. The author, one Ross Mitiga III, is a PhD in poli-sci who ran unsuccessfully as the 2017 Party Democrat for a seat in the Virginia House of Delegates. And his campaign focused on climate change. And we get this. Someone who has dedicated his career to studying the politics and ethics of climate change, no issue is more important to me or central to this campaign than the need for robust environmental protection and climate action. He is a true believer, and he believes in the whatever it takes approach to stopping the climate from doing what it does naturally. And in the article summary, we get Mitiga mournfully concluding that contemporary political theory literature would answer no to the question, is authoritarian power ever legitimate? But this doesn't stop the panicked and intrepid Mitiga. He said, I argue, however, there exists another overlooked aspect of legitimacy concerning government's ability to ensure safety and security. While under normal conditions, maintaining democracy and rights is typically compatible with guaranteeing safety, in emergency situations, conflicts between these two aspects of legitimacy can and often do arise. So how did he come to this great conclusion? Just, you know, he's looking at the COVID thing. You know, what else? He said a salient example of this is the COVID-19 pandemic, during which severe limitations on free movement and association have become legitimate techniques of government. He's unmoved by the fact that it's becoming increasingly clear that those severe limitations on free movement and association didn't do anything to slow down the COVID spread. And he would dismiss claims that by making the population less healthy, COVID authoritarianism probably increased the number of unnecessary deaths, whether from COVID itself or from untreated diseases like cancer, heart disease, suicides, overdoses. None of that matters. All that matters is power. His contention that climate change poses an even graver threat to public safety means there's really one way to deal with it, and legitimacy may require a similarly authoritarian approach. It's irrelevant to the true believer that climate change is natural and that anthropogenic climate change is, it's an illusion. This is a man who panics when he sees hottest temperature ever in some place or another without understanding that we've only been taking temperature readings for about 150 years. We have no idea what the hottest temperature ever is. And he's also unclear on the fact that, as Christopher Monckton explained, the math behind global warming is completely wrong. And still, he isn't the only deluded fanatic when it comes to climate change. All the Democrats believe we're sitting on a rock that's going to be a fiery Armageddon. And they think they're going to be able to do something to stop it. So that means if selling your children into permanent government bondage, they'll do it. And what's to be hoped, though, is the disaster that the Biden administration will cause people to question their allegiance to the Democrat Party and start getting red-pilled really hard and really fast. And if you put it another way at this point, our only hope that leftists will not be able to induce panic leading to climate authoritarianism is to think of Lincoln's famous saying, you can fool some of the people all of the time and all of the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all of the people all of the time. So far, with that 2 weeks flatten the curve, the leftists fool all of the people some of the time. In the 20 months after that, they fooled some of the people all of the time. And that would be leftists who are turning into human pincushions as they beg for boosters and have whipped out their mask again to protect against a cold. It remains to be seen whether they could go to the panic well again, or if, like the boy who cried wolf, leftists are going to discover that they finally reached the point at which too few people are willing to be fooled. See, the problem is not so much that people don't like to know when they've been fooled. They just don't like to be fooled over and over again. And while they'll go along with certain moments like that, it's not forever. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.